Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
Hello, everybody. It's Michael Jacob with Unleashing Intuition Secrets. We've got Dr. Kirk Elliott with us today. Just going to query his mind, his big brains on why we're having this incredible rally. And I just when you came, when we were discussing that 202, we had silver up $2.02 today. That's a massive takeoff, kind of like what we've been talking about is going to start to happen. So what are your thoughts on this? Is the Trump rally starting already?
It could be. So couple different things I think are happening. So number one is election fears and Middle East fears. I think those are the two biggest kind of macro things that are happening. And I mean, the Middle East tensions are hitting an extreme. When Netanyahu says, you know, they're going to attack Iran before the election, well, that's 3 weeks away or 2 weeks. I mean, it's not very long, right? It's coming up. So you've got that going on. You've got this interview with Bret Baier that just showed how Kamala is just like out of her league.
Totally.
I don't even know how to explain it. It was sad when if I were running for president and I had a 30-minute slot to actually share all of my policies and all of my ideas, I would have taken it rather than saying, oh, Trump's bad. And if you want to see my policies, we have a website where there's 80 pages you can read. Like, what? Really? So anyways, I think people are seeing that. So you've got these election fears. You've got this. Now, what will the markets do given, let's go both scenarios. So Trump wins, you know, and the most recent polls are about 65%, 35% that he's going to win. I mean, that's pretty much a landslide.
Yeah.
Right. So then you've got this fear built in. It's like, well, even if he wins, are the liberal states going to certify the vote? Is he really going to get in? Right. So you've got this kind of mayhem going on. You've got Candace Owens reporting that in Georgia, they've already got proof that they're switching ballots from Trump to Harris. Georgia, again, they never fixed the polling. Right. I mean, the polls, the voting stations. I mean, this is bonkers. So let's say Trump does get in, which is what we're all praying for. I think silver absolutely goes through the ceiling because most of the demand for silver is not investor demand. Most of the demand for silver is industrial manufacturing. And what is Trump going to do? He's going to grow the economy, not just domestically, but globally. So therefore, silver's doing amazingly well without a solid economy. Imagine what it's going to do with one, right? So now gold, when Trump wins, this is where I'm a little 50-50 on, because I think that it possibly will slow down because a lot of what gold is, it's a barometer of government trust, right? If people don't trust the government, they're going to invest in gold. It's always been that way. And if they do trust the government, they're probably going to look elsewhere, like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, things like that. Case in point, look at the 80s and 90s. All of Reagan's years, plus the Bush years that followed, plus the Clinton years that followed that, because Clinton followed the Reagan policies, gold did nothing. Literally, it went from $250 an ounce in 1980 to $258 in 2002. Mm-hmm. It's like 22 years it went up $8. Because everything was pretty good during those couple of decades, right?
And you know, this is what happened during the time frame. We kind of talked about this before. It was 35 years before the stock market broke back above the all-time high of 1929.
Yeah.
It was around 63 when Kennedy was assassinated and we went into the Vietnam War. So the military-industrial complex got its way for about 4 years. Nixon basically, you know, took us off the gold standard. Nixon resigned. Stock market started to crater. Jimmy Carter came in, stock market keep cratering. And then we came to the 1980 election cycle, and we saw Reagan win. So we had a little pop. We may be having a little pop right now, but all of the problems that had been, you know, manifesting for all that time, basically after Reagan got in, it started, it went down another 25%.
Yeah.
So we may see that for about a year and a half. And then it went to incredible highs. It took it almost 60 years before it finally, you know, pushed past the 1929 high for good. That's incredible. So don't underestimate how bad it can get and stay bad. We've said that over and over again. But gold and silver have been, like you say, and that was an excellent breakdown, outstanding, of, you know, how the market will respond.
Yeah.
The two presidents.
I mean, and so with gold, I think it's still going to grow because you still got the geopolitical issues, wars and rumors of wars, the unsustainable international debt domestically, globally. That's going to cause gold to go up, central banks buying it by the hundreds or thousands of tons. But under Trump, and he starts growing the economy, the attractiveness as gold as an alternative investment kind of diminishes. So I still think it's going to grow because of those big macro factors. It's probably just going to slow down some, which actually points us to silver accelerating, gold still going up but slowing down. We get to the ratio trade that we've been talking about for a year, where we can start to sell off some of our outperforming silver and get you more ounces of gold than what we could have purchased today, right? I mean, just today, the silver to gold ratio went from about 85 to 1 to 81 to 1. We moved 4 points in one day. I mean, that is ridiculous. But silver's up 6% today and gold's up 1%. So, of course, that ratio is going to start shrinking. Now, let's say Kamala wins. If Kamala wins, both gold and silver go through the ceiling. I mean, because the flight for quality, everything is probably going to start falling apart, like equity markets, real estate, because they're going to continue to raise taxes. They're going to really continue to tax the wealthy, the business owners, corporate taxes, the billionaires, the people who are the captains of industry. They're going to overly tax them. And then that means that these people that are the wealthy are the ones that have companies, they're not going to hire as many people. So this is the fallacy of, let's just tax the wealthy so the poor can get paid. You tax the wealthy too much, the poor aren't going to have jobs. Right. And I mean, so this is like this trickle-down economics that Reagan got blasted for, but it works. I mean, it's the way that life works. And I want everybody with the ability to succeed and to grow and thrive and to work hard and build a future for themselves, right? And but these liberal policies are the opposite. They're actually in effect the opposite. So I think silver goes through the ceiling a lot because of the demand for silver is most of its military application. Well, as we've seen under a presidential administration that lacks confidence in foreign policy, you're going to have wars constantly. I didn't really have any during Trump's years. You sure have a lot now. And then you've got the green energy agenda and the solar power and the electric vehicles and all the demand for that. Silver's actually going to go up a lot during both administrations. Gold will go up a lot during the Harris administration, because of the flight for quality, the debt that's going to be amassed, not just here, but globally. So I was doing some research over the last 2 days, and get a load of this. So global debt right now is $226 trillion.
Mm.
Okay. That's not going to change one iota, no matter who becomes president in America. It's not.
No.
That's still going to linger. Trump comes in, which what Trump's going to do is going to restore our freedoms that we've lost, our political, economic, religious freedoms, and then start to grow the economy, bring jobs back. That's not going to happen overnight, right? But this global debt's not going away. It's going to require a reset of sorts for that to go away. Now, let's look at how bad this really is. So China, you know, America and China, the two largest economies in the world, China has to add $3.66 of debt to get $1 of GDP growth. Mm. You know, that's the equivalent. Now, they're measuring it in yuan, right? But $3, it's a multiple of 3.66 to 1. That's a lot of debt to get $1 of growth. Now, their debt to GDP ratio is 86%. So America's debt to GDP ratio is 121%. Technically, we're substantially worse. We're like 50% worse than China.
God,
with those numbers. And so if China is adding $3.66 for every $1 debt, what's America doing? I mean, so this is where this debt is unsustainable. This is where this presidential election is huge, and it's massive in its implication, because when we're losing petrodollar status, which we've already lost, well, there's no built-in demand for our currency. We're going to be forced to print, which means our politicians have to have discretion in their spending, in their printing, in everything. Now, when you, so this, I just put this together this morning. It clicked in my head. So the BRICS nations are meeting in Russia on the 22nd through the 24th. We already know their agenda items because they've posted them. Number one, they're going to talk about the acceleration of the de-dollarization of the world. They're going to introduce their BRICS unit of currency. What's that going to be? So right now they have all the currencies in the BRICS countries, the yuan, the ruble, the rupee, and so forth. But this unit is going to be a common BRICS currency. They're also going to show off their new BRICS Pay payment system, which to me is like, if you go to BRICSPay.com, or it might be BRICS-Pay.com, it shows everything that they're doing. It looks like Google Pay, where you can attach your credit card, but everything transfers through the BRICS nations. So when you've got so much debt that your economy is going to a hyperinflationary spiral, unless you bring in more foreign demand for your currency, great. How about BRICS Pay, where they can hopefully entice most of the world to use that instead of Google Pay, Apple Pay, Venmo, things like that, right? So you've got all this money coming in to offset their massive discrepancy that they have in their economy, which without something new, they're going to implode. So they really want to be the financial monetary authority of the world. So they're also going to talk about the new Enbridge system that they've built. So Enbridge is with the Bank for International Settlements, the ability for cross-border payments from country to country, and with the result of the BRICS unit currency wanting to be 60% backed by gold, 40% paper, now you have to bring in, how does gold play into an Enbridge system and cross payments between countries where some countries might not have gold as backing? So this is a pretty complex system. They've got it ready for deployment. Then they are ratifying, or actually admitting, the five countries that they basically said, we're going to invite these people into BRICS in January, which is the oil producing nations, which we've talked about numerous times. United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, right? And Argentina. So they're now going to be officially admitted, which they've been in practice already admitted since January. But now there's two dozen countries waiting in the wings that have already applied for membership, like Bahrain and Belarus and Cuba and Venezuela. I mean, and Turkey. Turkey is the big one. And that, to me, is the linchpin to what BRICS is going to be, because Turkey, the largest country in the Middle East, is a NATO country. So are they going to be part of NATO? Are they going to be part of BRICS? Well, they want to be part of BRICS, because it's the biggest trading bloc in the world, 70% of the population with all these countries. I mean, Michael, everything that we're talking about is sort of happening in big ways this week, which is probably why you saw silver go up $2 today.
Right.
I mean, this is wild, mind-numbing stuff.
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean. the AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
Yeah, it's really rocketing up there. So do you think that Putin, you know, talking about, you know, how he's adding silver, they're going to like possibly instead of making BRICS a gold standard, maybe a silver standard?
I don't think it can be a total silver standard because there's not that much silver to back a national currency.
Right.
However, just that one thing, which they're talking about potentially $580 billion of precious metals they're going to continue to add into the system. How much of that's going to be silver? Doesn't need to be very much for the global silver supply to run out and be gone. I mean, it's already almost gone. And we don't have a dual metal backing of a national currency until now with the ruble.
Right. Now, you know, I watch all the stuff that's going on. So many different things that are going on out there. I think it's like it behooves Americans to, you know, start to hoard silver. And the reason why is because I just saw where Chinese nationals are running around buying up as much silver as they can from coin, you know, markets and so forth, and loading them into on container ships and into containers on container ships and sending them back to China.
Yeah,
they know that we're way underpriced on our silver, and they are the biggest producer of solar power. And the next generation of solar is like using even more silver.
I mean, this is where under a Trump economy, silver is going to absolutely soar.
Yeah,
because the industrial demand goes through the ceiling. Whether it's the new Samsung battery technology, whether it's electric vehicles, whether it's solar, whether it's military, whether it's you know, the same battery technology that can be used for electric vehicles can be the same technology that's used to store the power that's generated through wind turbines and solar cells, right? So when that power comes in and they acquire it through the windmills or whatever, they store it in batteries. Right, so you've got those applications that you can use. I mean, the net result is there's so much demand for silver right now. The world is starting to see it. And when you have low supply, high demand, that's a really good thing for prices. When you have no supply and high demand, that's even a better thing for prices. And that's where we're headed.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, we definitely need to, you know, start to look at the value of silver, how it's been, you know, manipulated through shorting and so forth from the big league guys, so they can keep the price down and make money selling it to the military industrial complex wants to keep it low, so they can continue to make their weapons and so forth. But soon, like you talk about, it's going to explode higher when Trump comes back in, and that could be what we're seeing.
Yeah,
anticipation of Trump coming back in and basically turning this market around. But yeah, I mean, if he doesn't get back in, our economy will be destroyed. It's already, we talked about this, I think a couple of years ago. I was telling you how I was in, I did a show from it. We had some friends that had us, they're billionaires, had us in their condo on Miami Beach. And they said they were trying to unload it because the condo prices were plummeting for really super high end real estate. And we've talked about commercial real estate crashing. And now we're seeing real estate across the board starting to crash. And that's not going to stop, even if Trump gets in office.
No, it's not. I mean, it'll take a while for Trump to fix things.
Yeah.
Even though he's the best president ever for growing an economy.
Okay. Yes.
There's so much damage that needs to be unwound just for us to get from so far underneath to zero. Right. And that'll take a while. That might take a year. You know, I don't want people to have false expectations that he's going to come in and change things overnight. A lot of things like our freedoms can be changed overnight. The economy is going to take some time.
Yep. And to keep those freedoms, you want to be in silver right now, and then eventually we'll roll over to gold. And then, like you've talked about, we talk about, when you have those incredible returns, you can take that, buy the stocks that are going to be extremely undervalued. I anticipate 80% correction in the stock market when it finally hits its low, probably about a year, year and a half after Trump gets elected. And then that's where you want to be buying. And then real estate, because it'll be underperforming massively as well. And then who knows? I mean, there's going to be lots of opportunity going forward, but not if you lose everything, which is highly possible if you're not into the precious metals.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, time and a place for everything, brother. And
yep,
this is it. This is where we can thrive in the middle of foundations around us eroding. And that's what's exciting to me. It's like, we don't have to accept the fact that the economy stinks, politics stink, religious issues, you know, people hate everybody for every reason under the sun. That's enough to make you just want to put your head in the sand and forget it all, right? It's like, just, I'll come up when the storm's over. I don't know when that's going to be. I don't want to deal with it, right? But here's where that is the reality of the world that we're in. Well, when you identify that reality and you act accordingly, you can thrive. That's where precious metals come in right now.
Absolutely. And to get the pre-consultation or to start your dollar cost averaging or if whatever you want to do, if you're overseas, you can also buy and have your precious metals stored in the depository, kepm.com/JACO. And the phone number is 720-605-3900. And there's also an online form you can fill out, as you see here, where you can respond that way as well. So three different ways to, you know, respond here. Please take advantage of this. We're, as you see today, we're pretty much, you know, getting past a point where it's going to be profitable to get into silver. It's just going to explode so much higher. We'll probably see 50, maybe even higher before the end of the year. And then into next year, probably 100 above.
Yep, I agree. I 100% agree.
And I'm just saying what you've told me. But I do the research too. And yeah, I was telling my private group yesterday, we'll probably see silver take off tomorrow. And here it is. That's good. Because I do the technicals and I love your fundamentals. So technicals meet fundamentals. And we're really keeping people informed out there. So thanks a lot, sir.
You bet. It's my pleasure. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much for listening to Unleashing Intuition Secrets, the podcast. Until next time, stay in the love vibration as you continue your journey to become the master of your reality.